Welcome back to the Godless Guide. I'm John, I'm your host, and I'm so glad that you're joining me for episode 3, Holiday Pressures, Breaking Free from Toxic Expectations. If you're new here, this podcast is all about navigating life after faith, especially as you wrestle with the societal and emotional complexities that come from stepping away from religion. A few weeks ago, I launched this podcast with an introduction of who I am and my story. And last week, we talked about how Christians have stolen Christmas from many different pagan traditions and have claimed it for their own. If you've missed it, I would encourage you to go back to listen to my podcast, the first two, because it will tell you a little bit about who I am and how I've come to the way I currently believe. Now, as we head into the holidays, I want to dive into something that a lot of people wrestle with as they leave the faith, and that's Christmas. More specifically, though, that's the pressures of Christmas, both societal, emotional, and yes, even spiritual. This time of year can bring up a lot of things for everyone, but if you're in the process of deconstructing, or if you've left behind a faith-based tradition, the weight of expectations can feel heavier than ever. Today, I'm going to talk about how we can unpack all of that. I'm going to share with you some of my personal experiences as I've broken away from these expectations, as I talk about dynamics with families, with faith, with societal pressures, and I'll offer practical strategies for reclaiming the holidays that feels authentic to you. So grab a cup of coffee or maybe something a little bit stronger and let's get right into it. Now, if you've left the church, let's start with a truth that may feel a little raw. The holidays are hard. For most people, they're filled with joy and connection, but for others, they can bring a sense of loss and isolation and even dread. For those of us who have stepped away from the faith, this challenge can feel even more magnified. And I have to say right away, as a Christian, I loved Christmas. As a child, my home congregation, Mission of the Atonement, now called Spirit of Grace in Beaverton, Oregon, would have Christmas caroling beginning 30 minutes before the Christmas Eve service. And I absolutely loved this time. 30 minutes before service would start, we would start singing some of my favorite Christmas songs, and I have some really great memories. The sanctuary was all lit up. The church was decorated with Christmas decorations, and the worship service was centered with hope and love. It was probably my favorite worship of the entire year. Now, after service, my family would head home. We would cook a Papa Murphy's take and bake pizza, and we would have some of our favorite hors d'oeuvres. And it was just a great evening that we got to spend together. The evening would end as my brother and I would get to open up one Christmas gift, and my father would read the book the night before Christmas. Again, some of my favorite memories are from Christmas Eve, both in the Christmas worship service as well as afterwards. Now, as a pastor, I absolutely loved the energy that Christmas Eve brought. The church would be filled with people, and there was just such a great sense of unity. I loved preparing my Christmas sermon and seeing families just be together and worship together. Now, what a lot of people think is that as I've left the faith, that it's just been this cutoff from Christmas, that I'm like, well, I'm no longer a Christian. I no longer celebrate Christmas. But as we saw in last week's episode, Christmas and the traditions that occur on Christmas are not rooted in Christianity. They're really rooted in pagan society. And so I want to break down three big areas that I feel pressure and I feel expectations, whether it be the faith-based expectations, family dynamics, and societal pressures. Now, the first is there is this great pressure in our society to go to church. If you grew up in a religious tradition, you probably went to church on Christmas Eve. Now, most Christian denominations have church services on Christmas Eve. They have nativity plays. They have midnight masses. And most of the time, as I was growing up as a child, and definitely when I was a pastor, these activities weren't optional. They were part of what gave the season meaning, or so we were told. And there was a ton of pressure, whether I believed in it or not, that I would go to church on Christmas Eve. I remember the first Christmas Eve that I wasn't in the church, and there was still this huge amount of guilt and shame for not going to church, even though I had a very ugly falling out with the Lutheran church, where my family was called horrible names, was really shunned from the Christian church because I asked questions about it. There was still this really strange pressure that I felt, even though I was a humanist, even though I don't believe in the creeds of the church, there was still this really weird pressure to go to church. And so when I left, I struggled with what to do with Christmas. Should I even celebrate it? Was I a hypocrite for putting up a tree and skipping all the Jesus stuff? And there was family pressure. My mom and dad tried to figure out like what was who I was without my Christian faith. My parents were skeptical. They were trying to be supportive, but they thought that this was just a phase that I would come back. I remember my first couple of Christmases away from the church that people would ask, like, are you really not gonna go to a Christmas Eve service this year? It was so strange because the expectation was like, well, of course, everyone goes to Christmas Eve. Even if you don't believe in the church, it's just the faith-based societal pressure. And as I kind of hinted, there are family dynamics. There are a lot of people that will go home and their parents will say, you're going to go to church. If you're going to come to our house for Christmas, then part of coming to our house is going to Christmas Eve service. If you're lucky, your family might be supportive, even if they don't understand your choices not to go to church. But for a lot of us, the holidays become more of a battleground. Religious relatives are going to push you and have pushed me to participate in these rituals that I no longer believe in. And if you say no to these rituals, if you say no to the worship services, then you might be labeled, and you definitely risk being labeled as disrespectful or ungrateful. And lastly, there's a societal pressure. Christmas comes with this enormous cultural narrative, the magical moments, the perfect decorations, the family gathered all around the table. But let's be real, it's often an unattainable ideal for most of us. For those of us who are deconstructing, the weight of those societal expectations can feel like a double punch. Not only are you stepping away from the religious traditions, and in my case, I was a leader in the church for over a decade, but now you're also questioning the consumerism and the perfectionism that the modern culture ties to the holidays. So again, if you are leaving the church, if you've deconstructed, the holidays are a time of great pressure. You have those faith-based expectations. Well, why aren't you going to church? You used to go to church. Can't you just go and enjoy the service? You have the pressure from your family. The person that your family knows you to be is not the person that you are currently. And so then you have people in your family putting on that pressure. Well, come on. If you're going to come to my house, and I've heard this so many times with people deconstructing, if you're going to come to my house, a parent will say, then you're going to go to service. And lastly, there's the societal norms. There's that desire, there's that pressure to have the perfect Christmas. And as someone that has two step kids that are teenagers, I felt that pressure. It doesn't matter if we went to Hawaii for Christmas or if we're here at our home, there's this pressure to make sure that our Christmas is ideal. And for many of us, that's just not attainable. So the question now moves into how do we move forward? How do we let go of these toxic expectations and create a holiday that feels genuine and authentic to us? And I want to share with you three different strategies that have worked for me and for others who I've talked to in this deconstructing community. The first is to understand your boundaries. Understand what you are comfortable doing. And understand that these boundaries for yourself are going to be different than other people. I am married. My boundaries are different than my wife's boundaries, and that's okay. The time that we have issues is when we don't communicate what our boundaries are with one another. So the first, understand your boundaries and make sure that you understand that boundaries are not something that we allow people to do to us, but it's the opposite. It's understanding where we end, what we are comfortable with, and where others begin. I just want to let that sink in. Boundaries are understanding where we end, this is me, and where other people begin. And we are allowed to go into holidays and have boundaries that we already set. Hey, Mom, we're coming home. We're so excited to see you and the family. This year, we won't be going to Christmas Eve service. And then if they counter with, well, you know the deal is, if you're going to come home, you're going to go to Christmas Eve service. Well, Mom, again, we really want to be with you. We understand, we respect that part of your holiday tradition is going to church. Unfortunately, that's not what we believe. And so we'll stay home. Let's connect another time. If you're dealing with friends and families who expect you to participate in religious activities, it's okay to say no. And it's okay to say it kindly but firmly. If someone pushes you of why you're skipping church, you can always say, I've chosen to celebrate the holidays in a way that aligns with my values. This saying is short, it's clear, and it doesn't invite a debate. So understanding who you are, what you believe, and your boundaries is key before you go into a high-pressure situation, before you go to your parents' house, have a conversation with your partner, with your husband, with your wife, or if you are single, understand who you are, understand what you are willing to do, and be okay that you can't control people, you can't control how they act, but you can always control how you respond to them. The second strategy I have for you is redefining the holidays. Once I let go of the idea that Christmas had to look a certain way, then I found so much more freedom. Once I let go of this is what I think Christmas should be and really accepted of, hey, this is what I want Christmas to be, then I found so much joy in Christmas. Now, these conversations have happened with my wife. They've happened with my kids. And it's just a real open-ended question. Hey, y'all, what things give you joy during the holidays? What do you like about Christmas? What are the things that you want to do? And what are the things that you feel pressure in doing? We've had a couple trips around the time of Christmas, which have been absolutely wonderful. And after our last trip, our youngest said, hey, I don't like being gone from the house during Christmas. I want to stay home. And so we redefined the holiday of where, hey, we're going to be home. We are going to invite grandma and grandpa and friends over. But for us, our holiday needs to be at our house. So make sure that you give yourself the permission to redefine the holiday. One of the most meaningful things you can do is to start new traditions that are meaningful for you. Not for other people, not for your friends, not for your parents, but a meaningful tradition or a new tradition that is meaningful for you. The last strategy that I want to propose is just practicing self-compassion. Let's be honest. Grieving the loss of old traditions is normal. It's okay to miss the things that you used to believe in, even if you don't want to go back to them. Giving yourself permission to feel that grief is part of the healing process. My first couple Christmases away from the church were a time of grief because, again, I have so many wonderful and beautiful memories from the church. Even though I don't believe as a Christian anymore, even though I am a humanist, I'm an atheist. I have so many beautiful moments that I think of when I think about Christmas. And it was really hard to leave that tradition. It was really hard to leave that community. And so my first couple Christmases away from the church, I had to practice self-compassion and to say, yeah, of course you'd be sad. You've lost that community. Of course this is hard. Of course this doesn't feel right. Once I allowed myself to grieve, once I was practicing self-compassion, then the first two things of setting boundaries and redefining my Christmas became a lot easier. I had to remind myself that the holidays are not about perfection, but they're about connection with other people, with my children, with my wife, and most importantly, with myself. Before we wrap up, I do want to share a couple comments that I got after, I got a question after last week's episode. Someone asked me, how do you handle people's disappointment that you're not a Christian anymore? First of all, that is a great question, because there are people that once they hear that I'm an atheist, I'm a humanist, they're disappointed. And in those moments, a lot of the people, because they're in the church, will say, well, didn't your work mean anything? Didn't your work as a pastor, when you were caring for the sick, when you were caring for the dying, when you were caring for these people, didn't that mean anything to you? And I look to them and I say, of course it does. Of course it does. Some of my best memories are in the church, being a pastor, sitting with people as they were dying. What I have to remind people is, just because I've left the church doesn't change my relationship to you. It doesn't change my past. It doesn't change the passion I had for the work that I was doing when it comes to justice-related issues. All it changes is that now my focus is not on the supernatural. It's not on looking to God for guidance, but in trusting myself. I'm able, when people ask me, you know, how do you handle people's disappointment? Or if someone comes to you and say, gosh, I'm disappointed you for leaving the church, I'll acknowledge that disappointment and say, yeah, that makes total sense. And I'll say, I am so thankful for the work I got to do. I got to do some really cool things. I ran a marathon and raised over $12,000 for people that are hungry. Those are some great memories. But now what I'm focused on is moving forward. I'm thankful for those relationships. I'm thankful for the people that I've got to meet. I'm thankful for the things that I've learned. And at the same time, I can hold these two things in tension. And at the same time, those beliefs no longer suit me. I no longer find the Christian values to be helpful. And so now I'm focused on, how do I continue my life as an atheist? How do I continue to help and to care for people? I've also had to learn that I'm going to disappoint people. People, when they hear I'm an atheist, will be disappointed. And that's okay. They have a right to their feelings. They can absolutely be disappointed. And that doesn't change who I am. Doesn't change what I did in the church. And it doesn't change how I feel about my past. So, absolutely great question. Please don't be afraid to write. Send me your questions. We'll try to answer a question every single episode. But to recap, before we go, the holidays can be tough, especially when you're navigating the big changes and your beliefs and your traditions, but they don't have to be a source of stress. By setting boundaries, redefining the holidays, and practicing self-compassion, you can create a season that feels true to who you are. Next week, we will be diving into a fun and fascinating topic about looking forward to planning a secular 2025. I'm going to reflect on the past year. I'm going to share with you some personal goals of 2025, and I'm going to preview some up and coming podcast topics. So make sure you stay tuned. Thank you for listening. And if you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, rate, and share The Godless Guide with someone who might need it. I'll see you next week. And until then, take care of yourself and don't let the holiday pressures steal your peace.